big firms looked at both sides of the political aisle, releasing a major statewide poll that pertains to voter attitudes on cannabis licensing, safety, and regulations. Joining us this morning is the executive director of the Michigan Cannabis Manufacturing Association, Steve Linder. Welcome, Steve Linder, to the Paul W. Smith Show. Glad you could join us.
Well, good morning. I've already got my 2 miles in, my Starbucks, and what better way to recover than to be on your show this morning?
Wow. All right. You've put us all to shame. So looking at the survey that was taken, I think it's pretty interesting because the bottom line here is that it seems that Michigan residents want medical and recreational pot to be subject to the same testing, tracking, licensing, and safety. And I have to tell you, I think I was surprised to learn that that's not the case. I thought they were both the same in terms of licensing and how they're tested before they go to market, but that's not the case at all, is it, Steve?
No, it certainly isn't. And we have to remember when we created the original regulatory law in 2016, the overall value proposition was providing safe, tested product. And at the time, it was only considered medical, which meant the standards for pests and pesticides and mold and E. coli needed to be set at a high level to ensure that people that were inhaling and ingesting, remember, these are sick people, they get cards from doctors, weren't being harmed by the product. There is no other product on the marketplace, alcohol, beer and wine, tobacco, that where there are two marketplaces, one that is tested and one that isn't, but this caregiver marketplace was exempted, and they provide product, but nobody knows what's in it. Our members, we represent over $1.2 billion worth of investment, thousands of jobs, and our members have to build their plants and spend tens of millions of dollars and hire geneticists and scientists and put in environmental systems so their crops can pass testing. And one last point here is the difference between medical and recreational is testing. The medical product needs to test to much higher standards for, again, safety and health for pesticides, heavy metals, mold, and E. coli.
You know, Steve, this sounds like such a common sense issue to me. It's almost like the nutritional facts chart on food. I mean, some people want to know, hey, I don't want MSG. I don't want too much sodium. I don't want this, that, or the other thing. Why is there a pushback here? Because, I mean, of course, you want to know what is in the product you're ingesting, right?
Certainly. Well, the pushback is this marketplace has been allowed to exist, and there are folks that are part of what they call a culture that don't want to or are faced right now with having to possibly enter into a regulated system. But again, you know, if you are about patients, you should be about health. You should be about safety. There are pediatric caregivers. My goodness, we're giving untested product to sick children, in our opinion. That is really unacceptable. And there's fairness. If you'll remember, the law that created recreational was called Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Well, this is not regulated like alcohol. We have $1 billion of sales from the licensed marketplace and $1 billion of sales, this is according to the Anderson Economic Group economic study that we did, of product that is not tested. To us, that is an unacceptable health risk, especially in this day and age. We've just spent 2 years trying to regulate the public, their behavior, asking people to get vaccinated to do what? To keep us all safe and healthy.
So, Steve, basically you are talking about this group of unlicensed marijuana growers, and we know they are all over the place because You can go into certain neighborhoods and you can smell the cannabis growing. You know it's there. Again, this is the unlicensed marijuana growers. You're saying that that's where the problem comes in. This group, well, certainly doesn't want to be regulated because it's like the Wild West. They're out there freelancing and providing product and not seeing any government oversight at all, while your side of the industry has to follow these regulations. So how big of a problem is the unlicensed marijuana growers? I know you mentioned the dollars involved, but how big really is that problem?
Well, the answer is we don't know. All we know is that, if you take away the totally illegal marketplace, the gray or unlicensed marketplace called the caregiver marketplace and the licensed marketplace are as big. People know where the companies are that are producing safe, tested product. People don't know where the unlicensed marketplace resides. And nobody is saying that caregivers are, bad. These are well-intentioned people who really do want to try and do the right thing, but there has to be accountability to provide, again, for, health and safety. And so our legislation does just that. It allows for a very low barrier of licensing, a $500 license. You have to report where you are. You have to test your product. But we're allowing folks to sell their product without having to invest in the same kind of infrastructure as the normal licensed marketplace. You were talking about the polling. We tested this, and it was a fair poll. We hired a Democratic pollster, top national Democratic pollster, who does Senators Stabenow and Peters polling, top Republican pollster in the country, bipartisan. We tested both our message and we tested the opposition's message. And when you look at the categories of testing and licensing, 82% want all marijuana product to be tested. We've never seen numbers like this. Our pollsters have never seen numbers like this. Licensing, 71%. Reporting your location, 71%. All the way down the line, and it's among all demographic groups, regardless of race and gender, age, geography, income, and education level. Pretty astounding.
Steve, what's the next process in this for you guys? I need to reiterate, I'm not surprised at the 82% because this really does sound like a common sense kind of situation, but what's the next step in this process?
A package of bills have been introduced. Some of them will be introduced next week. The main package of bills were introduced this week on Tuesday by Reps Lilly, Clements, and Steenland, and another package of bills sponsored by Rep Ronnie Peterson. So bipartisan, two Republicans and two Democrats, have been introduced in House, referred to the House Committee on Regulatory Reform. And so there will be hearings on these bills coming up sometime, I assume, in the next couple of weeks. And our association is going to do everything it can to testify and to educate legislators and the
Steve
public.
We are so sorry. We're up against the clock here. Steve Linder, the executive director of the Michigan Cannabis Manufacturers Association, thank you so much for shedding some light on this topic for us this morning. We appreciate you coming on. And the Paul W. Smith Show continues here on WJR.